Time to find out what's happening at the Versant Power Astronomy Center and the Jordan Planetarium in the month ahead. And to do that, we turn to our friend Sean Latch, who joins us in studio. Welcome.
Good to be back.
Nice to have you here with us. Yeah. Thank you for braving the wind.
Yes. Today. Almost carried me away, I guess. You know, not as bad as the winds on Saturn or Jupiter. I'll give it that.
Right.
But still pretty fast.
Everything is relative.
Right.
We roll into the month of April and a lot of cool things going on. Some brand new programs coming up starting later on this week. And I think one of the most fascinating topics in the study of space, black holes.
Yeah, so no fooling. On April 1st, we start our black holes show. And this program takes a look at what black holes are, how they work. We also look at one of those recent images from the black hole, of course, taken through the Event Horizon Telescope, which is a cluster of telescopes around the globe, and you know, that took that first successful image of the black hole, and some of the latest research on it. So I think it's definitely a lot of fun. And it's, you know, it is one of those misunderstood topics too, because a lot of people think there are these black holes that move through space and are going to suck us up. Well, no, they don't really actually do any sucking. I always tell folks they're not vacuum cleaners in space. they're really not, but they are something different. And yeah, program gets into that and it's a lot of fun.
And on Sunday, the family show Earth, Moon, and Sun.
Yeah, family favorite returns, of course, Earth, Moon, Sun, which looks at those three objects, their relationships. We talk about moon phases, eclipses, and of course seasons. It's a really great little program for the family, and we're going to be doing something very special with it on April 24th, the last showing of the month.
Yeah.
We have Jamie Hogan. She's an author here and illustrator from Maine who released a new children's book called Sky Watcher, and she's going to come to the planetarium, going to be there for that program. Immediately following that show, we're going to have her do a book reading and signing and a hands-on activity with the kids. So it's going to be really fun. You definitely want to get signed up for that program early, because that will probably sell out more than likely. We'll also have copies of the book in-house very shortly for that event, too.
Excellent. That sounds great. And the music show this month, hey, they're back out on tour. Why not? The Rolling Stones.
Yeah, Rolling Stones. Really hard to imagine. They're continued, but they keep going and going like the Energizer Bunny, if you will. But yeah, we'll have a variety of music and some of their classic hits. Of course, You Can't Always Get What You Want, Paint It Black, and several others. Of course, Gimme Shelter, things like that. So it should be a really fun time in the dome, seeing them, you know, with all the full dome imagery. And we really love the music shows. They're a lot of fun.
And of course, it's school vacation coming up next month as well. And you've got some cool things going on during the April break.
Yeah, to Space and Back on Tuesday, the 19th. At 2 o'clock, and that show takes a look at the benefits of space technology we use in our everyday lives. And then Lucia and the Mystery of Shooting Stars on Thursday the 21st at 2 as well. And that program takes a look at what meteors are and where they come from, things like that. So it's really fun for the kids.
And on the 12th of April, too, 10 o'clock in the morning, a special edition of Magic Treehouse Space Mission.
Yeah, our homeschool show, Magic Treehouse, that is a very popular show, of course, and bringing that back for the homeschool groups. Yep.
Now, do you have a science lecture this month?
We don't have a science lecture this month. We ended up getting tied up in a few other things. So our science lecture series is actually finished for this academic year. We'll probably be restarting that back in September. But we'll be doing some other things. Of course, we have the author event and the K-12 break programming too.
I'm already excited for May. I cheated and looked ahead, and Sesame Street, Elton John, that's all people need to know for now.
But. Yeah, there's some fun things coming up in May. And, you know, this month in the sky, there's the Lyrid meteor shower around the 22nd of April. Coming up, that'll be 10 to 15 meters. Our weather, or not our weather, but our moon phase is not really the greatest for that. But you still should be able to get to see some meteors best after midnight. But in May, we'll talk about, there's a very special lunar eclipse, a total lunar eclipse coming up here in May.
Oh, nice.
We'll be doing some observing for that, hopefully through the Clark Telescope. So we'll get folks details on that in May. Something to look forward to.
And we've got a full moon coming up on the 16th.
Yeah. 16th, and of course, we typically, that'll give you a little bit of a hint. We can only have lunar eclipses during full moons, so it'll be the full moon of May when we have our, yes, our total lunar eclipse, and that. And yeah, so actually, you know, one of the things with moon phase is, of course, the first, of course, of April, we have a new moon, And that also is also the kickoff of Ramadan. So, you know, of course, both the Muslim calendar and Jewish calendar typically do use, of course, the moon phases for, you know, coming up with the calendar. Also, most folks don't realize how Easter is set. It's always the first, you know, it's the Sunday after the first full moon after the vernal equinox. So, right. you know, in terms of, that's one of the other things, a lot of course, even inside a number of cathedrals, in Europe, you will see the way they're laid out so they can actually watch the movement of the sun to predict that accurately.
Sean Latch with us from Verse and Power Astronomy Center in the Jordan Planetarium. Reading also that chance to see some galaxies, the Sombrero Galaxy, the Whirlpool Galaxy this month, and Globular Cluster M3 as well. Can those be seen with the naked eye, or do you need at least binoculars?
You would need at least binoculars. Better would be a small telescope. Now, the planetarium, we do have, of course, an online astronomy club where we use robotic telescopes. So coming up on April 1st, we'll be talking about the M objects, and there will be a look through some of those telescopes at galaxies and some star clusters as well. But yeah, it is. I mean, there are a few things you can see with really well with binoculars and sort of on a limit of naked eye this month. So one of them is the Beehive Cluster, or Praesepe, which is sort of between Leo and Gemini. It's an open star cluster, and it's sort of just barely there with your eye if you're in a dark location. But binoculars do a great job of showing that. There's about 100 members in that cluster, and it's really pretty.
That sounds great. A lot of cool stuff coming. And, of course, planets. So what are we looking at this
month? So if you want to see planets, in fact, the next several months, we've kind of moved from planets being in the evening sky to everything being in the morning sky. So right now you have Saturn, Mars, and Venus all in a nice grouping. And they're going to be joined into early April. You're going to start to see Jupiter in the sky as well. And really towards the sort of the end of May, you're going to have all of them lined up in a nice row. But if you want to catch planets right now, it's early morning sky just before sunrise is the time to see them looking towards the east.
Excellent. I was okay, I think, with Shatner going into space. But Pete Davidson from SNL, that's suddenly it's become even more cheapened in my eyes.
I know. It's yeah, it's one of those things. I mean, yes, I think it is nice to send, you know, civilians into space, and we're starting to do more of that. But yeah, the cost of it is just really, you know, amazing. And you know, you would think that you would try to prioritize a little bit. But hey, what can you do? You know, we've found that there's lots of things happening, of course, in our entertainment world that are, well, how shall we say it? A little bit interesting as of late.
Yes, no question. No question about it. Ow! Oh, Sean. Oh, man. getting slapped upside the head happens on a regular basis here in the studio.
Or kicked in the foot.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
Sean was wondering if you were the responsible for my footwear.
I believe that our non-disclosure agreement prevents that from being discussed here in studio. Sean, great to see you as always. Hope
great
April brings you lots of fun and lots of great visitors.
Yeah, come out and check us out.
All right, we'll see you next month.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Sean Latch from the Verse and Power Astronomy Center, the Jordan Planetarium.